Sam Cervantes was driving through the city's downtown area on his way to work.
This is at 8:30 in the morning, and there's just droves of people with brooms and dustpans.
Then he says he saw them boarding up windows. One of his friends has a nutrition shop in the area. He says that day, she asked him to paint a positive message outside of her vandalized store. He says he left work, went home, changed his clothes, and headed downtown.
I had this concept when she told me, like, Aurora strong, like, you know, everybody's doing that.
He had a different idea.
We're going to come out stronger. So I was like, I'm going to do Aurora stronger. And I put a big old X, make the stronger nice and big and bold, and the Aurora really, really pretty because, you know, we're a pretty city.
Cervantes says Bella Jewelry next door wanted him to paint on his boarded up shop too. He didn't know what to paint at first. Then it hit him.
I thought back to that mural that I did on St. Nick's and erased racism. I'm like, I gotta do that.
He says he painted that phrase in 1994.
That's a powerful statement that's stuck with me throughout all the years.
This, he says, is his 2020 version. Cervantes says he posted pictures on Facebook and things blew up. He received a call from Jen Evans. She's Aurora's director of public art. She asked if he could meet her downtown around noon that day.
I was like, sure, I'll be there. I have a little lunch break at 11:30. I can meet you guys down there for a little bit. And then, that's just when, like, everybody started painting.
Cervantes says he is an all-around hip-hop artist.
I DJ, too. I've been DJing since, like, 89. Because music and art go hand in hand. I was always really talented with music, too.
He's a part of the hip-hop group Them Bed Apples, or TBA. The self-proclaimed Rogue One says he was drawing as far back as preschool. He says he came up with that name from watching X-Men.
It's my my tag name, being in the hip-hop world and being a DJ and a graffiti artist. I kind of picked up the name in the mid-80s.
Cervantes says he remembers his first graffiti mural. It was called Think About It. He completed this with the help of his friends.
Yeah, it was on the corner of Union and Claim, which was one of the biggest gang neighborhoods, you know, the neighborhood I grew up in.
He says he attended Brady Elementary just a couple of blocks away from that mural. Cervantes says he wanted children to think about things before they took part in the violence that was going on.
Do a Grim Reaper behind it, do a cemetery, and do like this kid holding the gun out, a B-boy character, holding the gun butt out, kind of like offering it to you.
He says the message was that death would come to you if you took the gun. Cervantes says the mural was controversial because some people in the community didn't understand it. He says they thought it was promoting gang violence. Cervantes says he did more murals, but the city came up with rules that, he says, didn't allow him to send messages the way he wanted to.
That's the whole power of a mural, is to be big and bold, and the city wasn't having it.
Cervantes says he understands that everyone has their own interpretation of art, but he doesn't like when it's destroyed.
I'm not a negative person by any means. My whole objective was always to uplift the community, to bring art and culture to the community.
Cervantes says a few years ago, he spoke with Aurora Mayor Richard Irving about a concept that he had. He painted huge wings on a wall at La France Bakery called Hope Wings Aurora.
Richard actually acknowledged me in front of the alderman, in front of the city council, which was pretty cool because I always considered them to be kind of like, not my enemy.
He says he didn't feel that they appreciated what he was doing. Cervantes says he wants the city to open up more when it comes to graffiti. He says there are lots of spaces in Aurora that can be updated.
With art and positive messages, and just inspire the kids, because that's what it's all about, raising up a generation of positive leaders for the future.
Cervantes has children of his own. He says he is getting older and a time will come when he is unable to climb ladders. He says he wants to do as much art as he can. I'm Yvonne Booz.